joyful manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Welcome back. Everything is in divine and perfect order. Everything is fine. And that is what the universe wants to say to you, that it's all fine. It's all okay. It's great, actually. Everything is happening beautifully. All the vibrations that you're choosing for yourself are working out really, really well for you. It's all resulting in huge success. It's all extremely successful. It's victory all the way. It's a win-win for everybody involved in these really high vibrations. The reason is because it carries the imprint of victory in it. You've heard of emotional imprints? Well, you've heard of imprints which exist in a person's energy. So an experience or an event is recorded as an imprint in its own form in energy. It gets imprinted. And this imprint has its vibration. By virtue of the type of vibration that already exists when an event happens, and then there is the imprint that comes out of that event, it gets coded into the energy, and then it carries its own vibrations, and then it kind of radiates this vibration outwards, and then that attracts similar situations to itself. And then a circle happens, a circle that keeps continuing. And it can be a really good circle of goodness, of greatness, of amazingness, or it can be the opposite, or shades in between, many shades of gray. So what happens is that, how do we manage these imprints in our energy, and if we are not happy with these imprints, we can take a brush and scrub it off. Wish we could, but there are ways of doing this. There are ways of eliminating negative imprints and replacing with positive ones, amazing ones. And so if somebody remembers that, oh, we went through the situation is going to transfer its imprints into our energy, and then this energy is going to have these imprints which give out their own vibration and then attract like situations. And then what we can do is we decide, okay, we want to keep these imprints because they're useful, or we don't want these imprints. We're getting rid of them. And this is what we need to do. We need to decide for ourselves. If the imprints that we have is good for us, or if we need to get rid of these imprints and replace with better ones, imprints of victory. Win, win, win. We win all the way to the bank. We're laughing to the bank. You've heard of this, right? He laughed all the way to the bank. So a lot of people are doing this, whether they're doing this knowingly or unknowingly, but they're seeking solutions. They're seeking different types of imprints that they can have, in their energy, which is useful to them. So deciding if these imprints are useful or not. And that's where we filter the movies that we see, the songs that we hear, the information that is transferred to us. We filter it and we decide what we want to keep. And then we decide what we want to get rid of Then we decide what we want to expose ourselves to and what we want to add on. There are some news broadcasters, there are some news people, and if you hear them, even when they start to talk, it's like something, they're going to announce something really, really serious. There's no lightness in their voice. There's none of that going on. It's more like serious stuff, and their voices lower themselves, like, oh my God, you don't know what's happened. We are going to let you know today what's happened. And so that's me being artificial. But obviously, they say it in a better, sophisticated manner. They have their own ways, but I'm just trying to make fun of the fact that even before they start to talk, they will bring this element of seriousness into their voices and lower it, and then they start to talk as if they're going to give you some information that is going to shake everybody's world. And even when they talk, you should know that this is not something I want to hear. This is not something that I want to hear. I don't want the energy of this particular announcer, news announcer, transferred to me. So it's not just your ears, but it's also the energy transference that is happening. And so when people talk like this and they're lowering their voices and talking as if some huge thing has happened, is happening, that is going to affect mankind, it's better to put the mute button on. And if the news is still, going on in words, it's better to shut it, to turn it off. Because then what happens is once this particular news person's energy is transferred, it becomes imprints, and then after it becomes imprints, then we're supposed to be scrubbing it all off. And you know what? We are going to enter the money manifestation section. We started a bit late today, and so we are going to be stepping into money manifestation, work and career. And until then, we're going to be listening to a bit of music. So don't go away. Hold on tight. I'm coming back soon. Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into money manifestation now, work and career. So when we learn to filter the information that is being projected at us, then we're able to control the imprints that are left behind by this information. Because if the information doesn't reach us, there aren't going to be any imprints to then scrub off with a scrubbing brush, correct? So if we, at the very outset, if at the very start, if we're able to control the information that is being projected at us, then we block the transference of imprints. We block it. And it is the job, it is the duty of all of the negative people in the world to transfer their negative imprints to everybody else, to all unsuspecting normal people who normally would not even think about that. So when a person normally would not think of negative things, then why would a person, a normal person, allow negative imprints to transfer? Just by exposing himself to negative information. So a lot of people think that, okay, you know, I have a strong mind and I can control this. But this is not about the strength of your mind. You could be very, very strong, but the imprints are still entering. The imprints are still entering a person's energy field. And then consequently sending out vibrations and then attracting more of the same. Then if we're in money manifestation, how would we use this? We would say, okay, I need to expose myself to information that is going to help me further myself in my career. I need to expose myself to people who are telling me that there are a lot of jobs available. I need to not expose myself. I need to not expose myself to information that is going to get me to believe that there is scarcity out there. I need to not expose myself to information that says that the economy is in a bad state. I need to not expose myself to information that says that there is insufficient money. Hence, people don't have money to even put food on their table. I need to not expose myself to information that scares people, that brings about fear. And as a person understands what information he or she should not be exposing himself slash herself to, they become good at monitoring the environment and whatever it is that they are subject to, whatever is being projected at them. Because it's like this, your mind could deal with it. Your brain. Your brain could deal with it. But then it could also be that there are other things which are entering the energy field that are entering and getting imprinted into your consciousness, subtle levels of your consciousness that then give out vibrations and then add to this mass consciousness of scarcity. So then it goes out, it projects more, it brings back more of the same, like attracts like. And then it brings back more of the same vibrations. And then it starts to bring back proof that this negativity is actually existing, that the scarcity is actually happening. That's what starts to happen. And as people start to understand this and say, okay, you know what? I need to control the information that I expose myself to. I need to expose myself to information that is productive and that is going to help me. And now each person will decide for himself slash herself what is going to help him, her. So this is not something that somebody else needs to tell us to do. This is something that we need to do for ourselves, that we decide what we want to project. Sorry, we decide what we want to expose ourselves to. And it's not something someone sitting somewhere else that says, okay, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. No, you all become your own filtering mechanisms. You decide what it is that is going to help you get further on your path. And then screen slash monitor slash filter all of this information that is getting translated, converted into imprints into your consciousness. And then attracting more of the same. So then there'll be more proof that scarcity exists. There will be less proof that abundance exists. So, how do we do this? We have to be our own monitoring system. We need to do it ourselves. We need to be the people who put it out there that this is the information that I'm interested in. And it's almost like when you are searching for a video and then the YouTube finds out what it is you're interested in and then throws back more of the same. So you get more YouTubes, you get more movies, you get more of the same category of interest that you display, that you show interest in. And so then YouTube throws back things that it thinks you're going to be interested in. Whether we are interested or not, that's different. So this is what you do to the universe. You start to show what are your topics, what are the topics of interest that you have, that you're interested in. What is it that you respond favorably to? Because if you're having unfavorable responses, for example, watching news broadcasts of scarcity, and then feeling bad, feeling fearful, feeling nervous, the universe registers it as, oh, you want more of the same because you like being scared. And so then it returns, it gives you more of the same. And more information of scarcity and job losses and mass layoffs and all of these things start to happen. So even while we're responding, what we need to do is if we're seeing something unfavorable, try to be completely non-reactionary. Meaning, don't flutter an eyelid. Don't flutter your eyelashes. I'm sorry. Don't show any indication that you're disturbed by it. Try to be completely neutral about it. Try to be non-reactionary. Try not to have feelings and reactions to it. And if you can do that, first, that is to say, nullify all feelings and reactions to the negative news. This will throw the universe off. It will think that, oh, there is no response. And basically, it's not going to go through a whole thinking process. Basically, there is no response, there's no reaction from you, no feelings being projected outwards, no negative vibrations coming back as a reaction to this negative news. And then the universe basically has nothing from you, no emotional energy coming out, and it's not going to give you more of the same. Maybe there might be some leftover energy that might still bring back situations, but if the universe feels Well, remember, it's not really a feeling. It's not going through a feeling process, but I'm just using plain English here. And this is how people talk. So it's like, okay, so if the universe thinks, and it's not really thinking again, but just for the sake of English, if the universe thinks that you're not having any reaction, then it registers this as a lack of interest in this information. And if it registers that sufficiently, it'll soon run out of the energy vibrations that show interest, and it will stop sending you information about negative situations. So you get to neutralize the negative information being projected at you by virtue of having no response, no reaction, no feeling of any kind towards this scarcity news. And then what you do is you start to switch over and ask for news that supports abundance and prosperity. And once you do that, this negative news starts to become dormant and non-existent, and it'll start being replaced by positive information. And now, as the positive information starts to come in, start to feel joy. Start to feel joy, pleasure, happiness, celebration, jump into the air, click your heels, whatever it is, good information, good stuff. Just feel happy at this good information. Now, as you feel happier and happier, the universe registers this emotion, it registers this reaction, and it'll start to send you more abundant news. More abundance news. And this is a way to basically control your reality, to have some kind of orderliness in your world, where you're able to state very, very clearly to the universe what it is that you're interested in. And so you turn scarcity and lack into abundance and prosperity. You turn lack of money into riches. You monitor your own world, and then it starts to have its own clearing out effect. You clear out the negative energies and you allow for prosperity to start flowing in. And we will do some affirmations next time in the Good Fortune Show, and we will do some affirmations on getting rich, abundance, prosperity, all of this in the next Good Fortune Show, which is going to be happening next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. But you know what? We're going to take a couple of minutes break and enter soulmate manifestation, love and sex. We're going to be listening to some music, so don't go away. Hold on tight because I'm coming back soon.
I'm a baby.
Joyful manifestation. Love.
ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. You know, you could always go back and listen to the show in case you didn't completely get what I was saying in the money section and even before that. Basically, you can take that and apply that to soulmate manifestation also. Love and sex. And you could scrub out the imprints that are negative, become non-reactionary to negative information, and give positive reactions to positive information, thereby increasing the strength of the good vibrations that you're putting out. And all of this in your hands. And if you're not able to do it with a certain life matter, you're free to contact me. And I will help you because I also go into the information that is in the energy and we work on the energy itself and we find out what are the things that are holding a person back. And I help people with love and I help people with money and career. And we can go through this and change these vibrations for you. But at least if you're able to see that this is the information that I want to be exposed to, and this is the information I don't want to be exposed to, because there is a transference happening. There is a transfer of energy. It's not just what we hear in our ears and what we watch through our eyes, what we look at with our eyes. It is an actual transference of energy from one person to another, from one situation to another, that is happening. And this transference of energy, it gets recorded as imprints. And then, of course, these imprints have their own vibration, and you're giving it out into space, and then it comes back as more situations of the same type and nature. But how wonderful that we get to control our own reality. How wonderful that we get to do this ourselves. That we get to be the pilot of our own plane. That we get to decide all of this. It brings back our sense of personal responsibility and control. Responsibility for ourselves, for our own world, for our own environment. It comes back to us. We record it the way we want to record it. Just like if there are any singers here, wouldn't you want your voice recorded the way you want it recorded? For example, this song before that was played, I recorded it on a $14,000-$15,000 mic, US dollars, in Las Vegas. The quality of the mic matters. There are a lot of people who offer recordings on $3,000 mics, $2,000 mics, but the mic itself, it's a $14,000-$15,000 mic, and it is where a lot of people record their songs in Las Vegas, and it's a very, very nice mic, and they have choices, of course. But the way we want our voice to be recorded really, really matters. And so it matters that even our imprints in our energy, it has to be recorded nicely. It has to be recorded well, because then it gives out fantastic vibrations into the universe, depending on what is recorded, how it is recorded, the quality of the recording itself. And when singers and even artists, they do care about the paintbrush that they use, the medium that they use, the paints, the canvas, and how they actually paint it. they all care about all of these things. And so when, as artists, we care, and a business person cares about his office, his company, and of course, all the casinos in Las Vegas, amazing casinos, they all care about how it is maintained. So then we need to care about our vibrations. We need to care about the imprints. We need to care about the information that we're taking in, because it is recorded into our energy and then gives out its own vibrations. And then this comes to love, and it affects love, because all the information of the negative story abounding, that abounds, that is existing in the world that we are in, all the negative love stories. And then each movie that we see, each situation that we observe, every story that we hear, all of this is not just taken in by the eyes and the ears, but it goes in as energy transference from the sources that project this at us. And then if there is all of these negative imprints being recorded in our energy and the vibrations given out, then more stories of the same. And then women attracting men of the same type who are going to not give them a happy relationship / marriage. And then men attracting the same from women who do not want to give them happiness, who are there in that situation for their own reasons, for their own purposes, to fulfill their own agenda. And nothing wrong with people being independent and happy and having their own agendas, correct? Nothing wrong with it. We want people to succeed in their own lives. But where relationships are concerned, it has a different angle, should I say, or people who are only pursuing their own agendas, purely their own agendas, would find it difficult to support somebody else. And so it comes back to a person's attraction factor. What are we attracting? What is the kind of person that we are attracting? And does this person have his or her vibration? And would this person be attracting his or her fate? And then would this person's attraction factor affect us negatively? So if there is a person in the wrong career, and let's say the person, fictitious Jane, is in a good career. And by good, I mean socially accepted. Let's just say that for the time being, socially accepted careers, and we're not making judgments against people who have different careers. But everybody can use this information to their own advantage. So let's say there is a person, and this person is in a traditional, socially accepted career. Then most probably, this person would want someone who can either be a homemaker or be in a career that is also socially, traditionally accepted. These are the normal preferences, and there are people who have different types of careers, and we're not going into judgment, but we're just saying as an example. Then when a person gives out the wrong vibrations, it can attract to himself/herself a person who is a romantic interest, but could be in the career that is not accepted, that would not match. This goes to families also. Families want to attract spouses, future spouses of kids and all, who are compatible You know, that's when the family can run well and it can exist properly. So this is something where a person needs to know that when they're exposing themselves to information, if the wrong information is projected, and when I say wrong, not as in sin, but we're talking of as an unsuitable to this particular person, then he needs to expose himself to information that is going to be more suitable to what he wants to manifest in the future. Because there is a transference of energy. And so if this person, fictitious Jane, is watching and she's exposing herself to people who, let's say fictitious Jane is a very traditional person and she exposes herself to movies and information that is stories, novels, movies, people, situations, news broadcasts, that is more traditional. Then what happens is that she is now going to be attracting imprints. So these imprints, very traditional imprints, are going to be recorded in this person's energy. And that is going to bring back more situations that are traditional in nature. Now, again, we're not going into the wrong and right. Everybody has his or own life. But we can take this example as a way to create the story that we want, whether it's traditional or not. I'm not a judge, and nobody can judge anybody over here. I mean, everybody's always judging, of course, but we're just saying, let's just not go into the whole judgment thing, but we're saying that this particular example can be taken by anybody who's not even traditional. It can be used by people who are traditional, it can be used by people who are non-traditional, people who have a different approach to life. So this can be used by literally anybody to monitor the information that is coming in to his world so that he doesn't feel judged. For example, and I'm just going to go all out here, let's say there's a gay couple. And this gay couple wants to monitor the information that is coming in so that they don't feel judged. They can do that. They can do that so that the transference of energy that is happening and that gets recorded in this couple's energy, they can use it. They can use their filtering systems to monitor, to filter out information they don't want. And they allow more information that is suited to them to come into their energy. And then what happens is that, one, they don't feel judged. Two, they're creating solid imprints of the kind of world that they want to experience for themselves. Now, the reason I brought this in, and so that we're not scaring everybody who's traditional here, is because there are a lot of people listening to the show, and we just want to go beyond this judgment thingy, and we're saying that everybody can use this to create their own world. So for a traditional person, if he wants to hear more stories of traditional families, then he can expose himself to that, allow those imprints to come into his energy and attract more situations of the same vibration, because there are kind of alternate universes going on right here. Right now, where we live, we all live in our little bubbles. I am telling you as an example, I lived in Las Vegas for so many years. So many years. And you know, Las Vegas basically is an entertainment city, but I never heard of any of these so-called woke, W-O-K-E situations that you're talking about. I lived for so many years in Las Vegas until very, very recently, like very recently. Any of the negativity that people are talking about now on television, I did not come across it. So what happened? My vibrations could have been attracting to me things that matched me, things that made me happy. Great shows, a lot of singers come over and sing, and you know, it's just so amazing. All the dancers, the food, the gorgeous people. It was amazing, my experience. And so, what is it? It all means that our energy contains something. It contains imprints. And we attract to ourselves the kind of world that we are interested in. I'm in India right now. I go to temples. I'm so much into the energy of gods and goddesses over here. There's a lot of food happening over here, though I'm very careful about what I eat outside. I generally don't eat outside unless it's a great, 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 amazing five-star hotel. I don't eat outside because, well, it's a different type of food. So, however, like I said, we filter, we monitor, we allow things into our life, and with no judgment, we are the deciders of the information that we're allowing in, which gets transferred into our energy, which gets converted into imprints, recorded as imprints, and then it attracts more of the same vibrations. And you know what? We will go into some great affirmations about money and love. We will go into some fantastic affirmations. Well, good ones, at least. I can't guarantee that they're fantastic, but hopefully they're going to be useful to you. And we will do this next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time in the Good Fortune Show. Until then, all I can say to you, well, it's a lot actually, but I would like you to monitor the information that is coming in, because it is getting recorded as imprints and it does give out its own vibration. So this is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show, wishing you a fantastic rest of the week and a fantastic rest of the day.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.